welcome to the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. How's it going? We're back from spring break.
some of us more tanned and energized than others.
It's a one word that people do not usually use to describe me.
Sun-kissed.
Which one? Tan
Happy,
or energized?
Exuberant, energized.
Yeah, definitely not tan. But hopefully not burned either. I used a shit ton of sunscreen.
No, you don't like burned.
Mm-mm.
No.
I did good.
Yay!
Do you do hats when you're hiking?
Not always, but like for something like this, where it was like very clear that we were going to be in the sun for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, gotta protect that noggin because I can't put sunscreen underneath my hair. So,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, you could, but then the grief factor and it's just gross. It's not a cute look.
No, not a cute look. I really wanted a cowboy hat, but I was like, am I really going to spend extra money for something that I don't need just for style points? Like, I'll get it later. It's fine. I don't have to have my Stetson in the park. That's okay.
Stetson in the park. That sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah, let's write it.
Yeah. The broadcast players present
Stetson
in the park.
To be premiered.
A Western soap opera.
Yeah, to be premiered at Golden next year's Corvettes. Raleigh meetup.
Perfect.
I like it.
Yeah. I didn't mention at the start of the show, but we are in season 3, episode 38, number 128. We are marching right along to our season 2 finale.
Season 3.
Season 3 finale.
Wait a minute.
Usually I get the 128 and say, usually I get that wrong.
Well, it gave me pause. I was like, I thought we did 3 seasons. Has it really only been 2?
We need to start planning. We need to start planning our 3rd birthday party.
Wow. Right?
4th?
4th birthday party. Oh, 4th? My God. Numbers are killing me tonight.
We're that old. We're lying about our age.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We've passed that cougar age, so now.
Yep. 3 is going to be the birthday. We celebrate a couple years of 3.
Exactly. 3 years of 3, because it's 3 T's, 3 3's. But holy crap, yeah. 4th birthday party. I did it again!
Let's just skip over the 4th birthday and go right on to the 5th birthday.
Oh, no, don't rush the time. I, you know, I want to keep our girlish figure.
Fair.
So we got to start planning that. Let's all mark it on our calendars right now. Here's your save the date, everybody. Our birthday would be Friday, June 14th. So do we want to do it on June 11th or June 18th to celebrate?
Well, I could do either.
Okay. And I guess we could also do the 13th, right, the day before our birthday as well.
True.
I suppose we could. Oh, honey.
Okay. So maybe save the date for at some point.
I was going to put it in my calendar, but now I have 3 possible dates. So.
Yeah. 11th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Who knows? Well, let's tentatively say Tuesday, June 11th then.
Deal.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Deal. Save the date, everybody. I know that is a full 2 months out, but we like to be prepared here.
It's true.
I put this on my list. That's I need to deal. Check it off. So check.
All right. It's in the calendar.
Woohoo.
That's true. I should probably do it too. Hold on.
That Tuesday night that we record every Tuesday.
I do. I have it as a reoccurring thing in the schedule. But this one I'll make this one special or something.
Oh, my God.
So it will be our 137th episode.
Really?
So not quite.
No, 135th.
135?
Yeah, it'd be 135.
I also almost wrote live 4th body. And I'm also realizing I'm putting this into my
work calendar?
My therapy appointment, no. Not into our recording. So let's just back out of that.
Calendars are hard, guys.
Oh, 128 plus 9. I'm still trying to figure out this math.
Okay. yay. Birthdays. Oh, I got one more thing for birthdays, and then I've got nothing. Then we're going to talk to Shandy about her spring break stuff, because it's awesome. Okay, so, as you know, I like to do birthday things, so I wanted to see if I could get Danny to do another drawing for us, and I wasn't going to tell you guys, but then I realized there was literally no way I could do this in secret, because I needed to involve the listeners, and I want to do like an actual comic strip, like, you know, four panels or something, but I need the listeners to give me suggestions of the past year in Broaddom. What story would you tell in this like four panel that we got?
Ooh.
Mm. So I put that out there in all sincerity, like it probably won't be feedback that we like read on the show or anything, like you just get it directly back from me. But if you could let me know, anybody has any ideas, you can either send it to my Facebook Messenger or post it on the Facebook page underneath, or send it to the broadcasters3@gmail.com, or if you know me and want to text it to me, whatever. I'm going to put that out there because I am horrible at those ideas. I'm not like as much of an idea person as I'm the person you give the idea to and then I execute it. So, yes, I am putting the call out there. Please, it takes a village to be a broad story. So,
I love this though. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah. And you guys have to promise that if somebody sends you to the broadcaster's email, you won't open it, so it can still, that part can stay a surprise.
Oh. It's going to be really hard. You know how often I check that email. It's pretty compulsive.
Yeah. I will archive it really quick. Shandy, on your honor.
On my honor, and honestly, I don't really understand how the archiving system works, so it's all good.
Fantastic.
I won't find it.
Okay, moving on. Spring break, Grand Canyon, go!
Spring break. Oh my God, it was so much fun. So where to even begin? I don't know. So we went to Joshua Tree, which is my first time there. And then we went to Grand Canyon. Then we went like very briefly to Death Valley, kind of on the way back. But obviously like Grand Canyon was the thing that I was the most excited about, that like was sort of like the thing that I built the trip around. And it was really cool to see Joshua Tree, and it was nice to be back in Death Canyon.
Glad you didn't go there. That sounds super scary.
Well, we can talk. There was some feedback about that. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
I grouped it together in the outline before the facey back. Look at that. But yeah, no, but I could have honestly just stayed the whole time at the Grand Canyon. It was so awesome. And I really want to go back. And anyway, like, just amazing. So the hike down was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it was honestly, like, the hike down, I know everyone always talks about, like, how, you know, going downhill is hard on your knees. And, like, that, we took the South Kaibab Trail down, and it's, like, pretty steep. I was, like, downhill. Like, I love running downhill. Everyone always says the contrary, but for me, it's always fine. Yeah, this was rough. Like by the last couple of miles, I think I also just like with, you know, 20 some pounds of weight on our backs. By the end of it, it was tiring. But then like once we got there, we camped two nights at Bright Angel Campground and got all our meals at Phantom Ranch. And like, just like life down there was just... it was just awesome because, like, no cell service, no connection at all, no nothing, like, no, you know, entertainment. There was Ranger Kate, who, like, lives down there, and she had some programs. And so we went to all of her programs while we were there. One was about snakes, and one was about, like, geology and just, like, you know, various Park Service topics. And then just, like, hiked a lot. And that was like kind of all that you could do down there, but that was all you needed to do. It was really, really, really nice. The meals though were really fun. Like there was the beautifulness of the canyon was just like breathtaking.
Yeah.
And just like the hiking was amazing. But then also the people were really cool. And like, that was a sort of unexpected part of it for me. So like we stayed at Bright Angel Lodge, and then you have to, if you're going down South Kaibab, you have to take a shuttle to get there. And so we're on the shuttle, and basically like everyone that you're on the shuttle with is hiking down also. And most of them are probably staying at least one or two nights. So like you like talk to people in the shuttle, and then you kind of, you like see them on the hike down, like here and there, you know, you're not always going the same pace, but, or you see them at the end. Cause at Phantom Ranch, then like at the end, like once we set up camp, we like went there for a beer, yeah. Which was nice. Like you do have a little bit of comfort in that regard down there. But then since we took all our meals there, they do it family style. And so, there are like five like long tables, and like your name's on the list cause you have to, you know, reserve in advance. But when it's like mealtime, then they'll tell you like, okay, so you're party of two, like you guys are at table three. And so you're at table three, like, and like you're, you know, next to like people that you don't know or maybe recognize from the trail or whatever. And so you talk to them during the meal. And yeah. It was like that for all the meals.
Like when you go on a cruise or like a resort, when you're assigned to the same table as a family, because there's only a certain amount of tables, like another family.
I guess so. I mean, yeah. I've never been on a cruise, but but yeah, because there's like a limited number of spots. And so they have the seating arrangement like figured out. But we never sat like at the same table. We never sat with the same people.
Okay.
So over the course of a couple of days, you kind of talk to a lot of different people, and you like see them in the campground. Like there was this family. I love this family. they were on the shuttle with us to the trailhead. It was a mom and a dad, and then their two kids who were like probably around, like 10-ish. Okay. And then the grandpa. And like the whole family went on this trip, and they had two more nights in the canyon than us. So it was like a nice, like good chunk of time there, but it was so cute. Cause the kids had, backpacks like for, you know, their, for wee ones. It was very cute. And so like they all went down, and it was funny too. Cause like the grandpa, like, I mean, he must've been like 70 at least, I think. But it was very clear that he had been there before. He was like the one with the expertise.
Yeah.
And so it was like physically kind of, you could tell like he, you know, he had to take his time and stuff, but he was the one who like knew the canyon. And, so we talked to them a little bit on the bus, and then they ended up at the camping spot right next to us. So every day I was like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, you're really like your fun. Adopted family. That's your awesome. Canyon family.
And then, you know, they're like, you're always like comparing stories with people, or like, oh, how long are you staying? Like, what's your itinerary? And so then when we were leaving, we sort of knew, like, you know, sort of like the crew that was like leaving the same morning as us. And same thing, you like don't hike together, but like you might pass each other at, you know, one of the stops or whatever. And so there were these people that we hadn't talked to a ton within the canyon, but we had seen them on the way down. We had like sat next to them at one of the meals, and then we saw them as we were going up, and we ended up like when we got to the top, like crossing paths with one of the people from that group and talking about like, oh, like we should get a beer. So anyway, when the rest of the party came, like we all ended up at the bar together, and then we all ended up having dinner together. And it was like this fun thing where like you have this weird bond from the canyon, and like we were even saying like, so it was really fun to like just have a little bit more time like with some of the people that just lived the same thing that you did. And it was funny too, because like comparing stories, we all sort of had the same experience of as we were hiking up, the closer we would get to being back up on top, the more you would like start running into like the day hikers or just the super casual like visitors. And it was like, once you start going past like the heavily perfumed people in like flip flops, people that have come down with like half a liter of water and that's it. The people that are climbing in places that they shouldn't be, and you tell them and they still don't care. Then you're like, oh yeah, we're back in society. But like the closer you get to the rim, like the more and more people were like that. But so it was like a way to just like having dinner together, just like the group of us to like sort of isolate ourselves once more for just another hour or two. But it was really fun too, because I reserved us a cabin at Bright Angel. There's like the lodge, and then there's cabins, and there's like a bunch of different kinds of cabins. And I just got a normal cabin for the night before we went down. But then I got a cabin with a partial view of the rim for the day that we went up. Yeah. And I highly recommend this. It was not that much of, it was not that expensive for what it was, honestly. And it wasn't even that big of a price difference between the two cabins. But holy shit, like I have this picture where I think I sent it to you guys.
I think so.
Yes, and we hearted it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think. And weren't you like drinking coffee or something? And like that was the view. Was that the?
No, that was.
You posted so many gorgeous pictures.
The one she sent. No, the one she sent us.
Beauty in my brain.
The one she sent us was the rim.
Okay.
Right, which was that picture was taken from like right outside the door, essentially, like on five steps. It was just crazy. Like, it was just right there.
Right.
So. Yeah, it was amazing. The rest of it was cool. Like I had seen Joshua trees once before, just driving in that area, but being in the actual park was amazing. Just like the sheer concentration of them, that was really cool. And then Death Valley is always really cool. And again, we didn't have enough time, but we hiked a little bit in Death Valley, which last time we were there in September. So it was also not like, you know, you don't want to go in like the heat of summer, but September was still really, really hot last time we were there. So we went like jeeping last time, which was really cool. This time we went hiking, and it was kind of definitely a different experience to be like hiking in the desert. I really liked that, but Grand Canyon was definitely the best. And it was just like, you know, it was like, it was beautiful. It was difficult, but not, you know, but doable, you know, but like that, like sort of satisfying level of difficulty. Yeah. You know, it took us like 7.5 hours to hike out of the canyon, which one of my coworkers asked me that the other day, like, how long did it take you to go back up? And I was like, oh, like 7.5 hours. And for me, that like, that's good. Like that was, they said it usually takes people between 6 and 10 hours, you know, depending on obviously a variety of factors. So I was like, okay, carrying 20 pounds on my back, 7.5 hours. Like that's good. And we stopped, like we were smart about it. Like we stopped, you know, we weren't like trying to rush, but I thought that was fast. And my coworkers were like, oh my God, because I think they can't imagine doing any physical activity for 7.5 hours.
Right. Being moving for that long.
Right. But it sort of like, there were a lot of, we drew a lot of parallels with like long distance running. I even felt very much like I had run a marathon like the next day or like even later in the day. It was like the same sort of soreness, the same sort of like when we were all having a drink together and then one of us would get up to go to the bathroom and you're sort of like,
yeah, that stiffness that we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't remember.
Yeah. So it was really, really great. It was, you know, just only a week, but like definitely well worth it. I think that, you know, for me, I think a vacation is being, you know, 2 to 3 weeks usually at least, but that doesn't mean that if you only have a week, then like it's obviously still worth doing it. And it's, I don't know, like sometimes you don't need to go very far away to have an amazing experience.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, that's so cool. So, okay. So I have a few questions, not, you know, practical questions. So
yes.
20 pounds of stuff. Did you have to bring everything? So like, did this campground offer tents for you, or did you brought your own tents, you brought your own?
So what was really nice about, so, okay. And here's the funny part. Like I am from Montana, but this is my first backpacking trip. Like,
really?
That's kind of ridiculous. Ooh. Yeah, I know. I guess go big or go home. Right. Like that was
right. Well, you seemed so knowledgeable. I just assumed that like you super like, I don't know. You do this all the time.
No, just like all my friends in Montana go backpacking all the time. I was not, like my family was not outdoorsy. My family was not athletic. So like we didn't do that stuff as a family. I've been camping plenty of times, but like not backpacking. And so, I mean, I started working on this trip last summer. So I.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Had time to look into stuff and talk to friends. And again, like a lot of friends that do this kind of stuff. So we, again, like I said, we got all our meals at Phantom Ranch. So that was really nice because you don't have to worry about food. I mean, we had a lot of snacks and stuff because like mm-hmm. we needed them for the way down. After that, we had like enough food there. And then even like the day that we left, we had a copious breakfast. And then we had also bought like a sack lunch from them. So we had more than enough food to also make it out of the canyon. But like, you know, so you don't have to worry about like any of the sort of like cooking stuff that you would have to take on a different like backpacking trip. So that cut down on things. I think like certainly there were things that we could have been smarter about packing. But again, just because like it was my first backpacking trip, it was Frunk's been backpacking before, but it's been quite a while. And then like not knowing like, oh, how much do you really need in the canyon? You know, it was kind of hard to gauge, but like I took pretty much the right amount of clothes. So I was happy about that. Like I didn't like overpack because, you know, you don't want to overpack when you're carrying it on your back.
Right.
Fair. There's no tents there. Yeah. So if you want a tent, you have to bring it. And we have a tent, but again, it's like for car camping. It's not for backpacking. So it was like way too big and heavy to bring. So I bought a tent at REI. And again, it was like finding that balance between, I know I have to carry this on my back and I also don't want to spend money on something if I'm not going to like
use it
later.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to spend $400 right now on a tent that's like super light, you know. Like, so anyway, I feel like I found a good balance. I think our tent's like 4 pounds. So I don't know, like hardcore backpackers would probably, I don't know, scoff at that. But I feel like that's like appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't have like tent rentals down there.
They don't have like a ton of shit. Like there's Phantom Ranch has like sort of primitive cabins and then the dorms that people can stay in. And then there is one structure that the 14 employees who work down there live in together, which I was like, oh my God, how do you sign me up for that life? Like seriously. And then they have like stuff for the mules, but then, you know, there's not like a lot of
like the animals, right? Animals. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. I hear drug mules are like rampant in all of America. Just every border.
Just the Moscow mules.
They're crossing every border, like everywhere.
True. True.
That's how they're getting in. They're sending it through the Grand Canyon. You guys really are at the wrong border. Sorry.
Yeah, and also I don't know, they don't have rentals. You know what, I kind of like that they don't have rentals for stuff like that down at the bottom, because like I like the fact that if like you really have to want it if you're gonna go down there, because I mean I guess they control the population anyway because they only give out so many permits,
right?
But yeah, I wouldn't want to encourage too many people. I mean, I encourage you all to do it, but like,
yeah,
just, you know,
I'm gonna make my millions. I'm gonna go down there and rent tents.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is America, capitalism. Why aren't they renting tents to people? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you remember that like the park service is wonderful. And it's, you know, one of our wonderful government agencies
that's dying out because Donald Trump is moving national monuments and trying to destroy protected land. Yes.
Yeah,
the worst stuff he's done this week. Anyway, continue.
No, I did think a lot about that, and I had some thoughts for, you know, people who see my pictures and think it's so beautiful and everything, and it is. And then I just have to like, my brain is thinking so like, so why are you voting for people that want to take this stuff away or want to develop on it or want to drill oil or? But anyway,
So okay, fun fact, little known fact about me, which Amanda knows, but the listeners don't. My dad actually has written a couple of books on hiking.
True story.
And,
and you're in a picture in one of them.
I am in a picture in one of them.
They are on display when folks come to Raleigh.
They are on display.
Somewhere in the Glatfelter home.
They are. They're in the bookshelf in the, like, you know, living room common area. But when I was growing up, like some you know, parents will take their kids for special weekends. And like some people like go to like a baseball game and others, you know, take them to the movies. My dad's thing with each of us was to take us backpacking.
Nice.
Like packs on the back, grills and sleeping bags and tents. Of course, you know, he carried the heavy stuff, but like that was our thing with my dad. But he would take each one of us backpacking each year.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's like the family that I saw.
Yeah. So like hearing you talk about that kind of brought me back to some good childhood memories.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I bought shoes at Payless today.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Nice. So Payless is going out of business. No I don't know way. If anyone's heard.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're going out of business. So I walk by on my way home from therapy. I walk by a Payless. And for months, they've had this like going out of business. Everything must go. And the signs just get bigger and bigger and more obnoxious. And there's more of them. So today I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop in. And I did. And I bought two pairs of crappy Payless shoes. And I feel pretty good about it.
They're not crappy. I love Payless shoes.
That's all we used to have growing up. So then it's like I got this really big chip on my shoulder about like, I'm an adult. I can afford better shoes now.
Did you also
pretty cute, comfortable shoes. And got two pairs for like $40.
Did you also like just look at like the purses that are on display by the register just for nostalgia's sake?
There really weren't any purses left. Oh, no. Again, fire sale, everything must go. It kind of looked a little bit like a bomb went off in there.
You're having a fire sale?
Yeah. And some kind woman commented on the shoes I had on my feet. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I love your shoes. And I got really confused. I wasn't sure if she meant like the ones I was holding that I was going to buy. No, she meant the ones I was wearing. She's like, did you get those here? It's like, no.
I was going to keep going under you for effect, but oh my God, you're having a fire. Amazing Grace.
Having a fire sale.
Oh my God, they're having a fire sale?
Oh dear.
There's one thing. That will never be ruined, and that is Arrested Development seasons 1 through 3.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yes,
that exists in my own bubble. If we all get a bubble,
it really should never have left that bubble.
I know.
Speaking of which, I saw that new episodes came out, and I watched them, and like you know,
no,
it was something I watched on TV.
Oh, well, speaking of, I have watched the new second season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. You guys got to catch up. I haven't watched it all, but I will by next week.
Oh, I totally will. It started when I was, you know, without cell service. Yeah. And then I forgot until we were talking about it tonight.
I will try. I'll get started this week.
Whenever. I feel remiss if I didn't like give a shout out to Jay right now, because my weekend was like at his toy show, and like he put it on from scratch with a friend of his, John, and they did such a great job, and they had so many people there. Jana came and helped out and said that it was like wall to wall, you couldn't walk at one point, so I was really proud of them.
Wow,
that's awesome.
And like he brought people from like toy people from YouTube, and they did panels. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
really cool.
I it's not really so much my story to tell. And I'm sure at the next Jay and Jack show, Jay will talk more about it. And Jack has Crazy Hank videos. He's got two of them about it. So if you want to hear more, you can go to Crazy Hank TV on YouTube. Cause there is like actual footage and stuff that they took from there. But, I was very proud. And I just wanted to, you know, put it out there. Proud wife moment. Hashtag. Hashtag still feminist, but hashtag proud wife moment.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the funny thing is,
be supportive of your partner.
And here's the me part of the story, is that they sold beer there, and I, you know, had a beer at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but I didn't want Jay's parents to see me, so I kept giving it to every time I would go up and check on them. I'd be like, Frankie was one of the people that was a dealer. I was like, Frankie, hold my beer. And he was like, what? And I was like, I don't want Jay's parents to. So like the third time I gave it to him, he was like, I do want it back. And I was like, yeah, I just don't want Jay's parents to see me drinking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with my children here.
Frankie, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Frankie.
Literally.
Thank you, Frankie.
Yeah. Frankie, hold my beer, episode title.
I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a lot. Oh, we didn't talk about recycling bras. Let's put a pin in that and talk about that at the end, because I just looked over and realized I had it up on my screen. and I was like, why is bra recycling on my screen? Oh, yeah, that's right. From a conversation an hour ago. anyway, yeah. Oh, Shandy, one last thing before we finish this. You had some wonderful Instagrams on the broadcast Instagram account that I also want to call out.
Thanks.
They just great pictures, a great story. You had the rock that you wanted people to.
Yes, that I wanted people to tell me what they thought it looked like, because of course, like, so we, like I said, we went to that geology talk and it was interesting. Not that I can really like remember or tell you about any of the geology of the canyon, except that it's really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
If you actually learn it. And actually, Ranger Kate passed around this rock that's like almost half as old as the earth.
No.
And that fucking blew my mind. She was like all these, she was explaining all the different layers of the canyon. And basically it's like all like older than the dinosaurs. It's just like, holy shit. Hashtag science.
Now, as somebody that saw a dinosaur fossil a few weeks ago, that is crazy. Cause now I have perspective of the different mesozoic periods of the earth.
Yeah, there's in my, I don't know if anyone has watched the videos, but in the video that my phone so nicely mashed up for me of like life in the canyon, there's this random picture in there of Franck holding this like black rock. And it probably seems super random, but that's why we took a picture. It was like, oh, this is like almost half as old as the earth. Where was this going? Oh, so after that, Franck was like fascinated by all the rocks and kept like picking them up and looking at them as we were hiking. And that one, he was like, oh, look at this one. And I looked at it. My first thought was, it's the maze.
Okay.
This is not meant for you.
That's what's so funny is I have the response. Some of the responses that, so you asked this question on Instagram of this half a gazillion year old rock. May I share?
That's to be fair. That one is not the one that's half as old as the earth.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh.
Not that one. It's a little black one that's in a different picture. That's but that what she one. Said. Yeah. That one must be younger, but still fucking old.
Okay.
We didn't ask Ranger Kate.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry then. I stepped all over you because I thought this was like the perfect lead in. I was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. So here are some of the answers. So Shandy posted a picture of a rock that looked like the maze from Westworld.
Which, to be clear, obviously we left all of these rocks in the canyon.
Yes. No rocks came home with you.
No rocks came home.
Friend to the flower, not the flower to your friend.
Exactly. We are not those assholes.
Yeah. So no like Grand Canyon idol curses going on.
Right. We took a picture. Not a rock.
She did. So there's a picture and it was, what does this remind you of? And here, may I share some of the responses that we got on our Instagram?
Please do. But also to set this up, I want to just say that this is after like six posts about how much this place reminds me of Westworld.
I know. That was the best.
I had like, you know, warmed people up to this idea and sort of like led them there. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great disclaimer because I had read all of that and I didn't see the maze either. I saw a wrinkled potato.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry. A dehydrated potato.
I mean, and it's fair. Like, I understand that it doesn't actually look like the maze, but.
No, I know. It was really funny, though. It was, it was kind of awesome. Like, the whole sequence, I looked at it twice. I looked at it from my account and then I re-looked at it from the broadcast account. I was like, there's so many beautiful things in here. So here's a couple of responses. Kayla had said grayscale.
I liked that.
Desiree said petrified bread. Sure. Drake agreed with me. He said wrinkled potato. And maybe that's because that's the first one that I had seen that I never got it out of my mind. Matt Loves TV also said a dehydrated potato, but I already had the thought, so I did not get that from Matt. and then Jana said it looked like the penis cacti.
I like that.
Which
but was really none funny. Of those things for what I was going for, but I like them all, to be fair.
Yeah, I liked where everybody's head was at.
Yeah.
That's for Matt.
But anyway, on that note, do you want to get into some feedback?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's.
All right. But first, let's take a quick commercial break. All right. We are back. We have lived a lot of lives in the ad break. You guys heard 30 seconds. We went on a long tangent about our political tickets, and here we are. All right. Let's get into some facey back. The first bit is about the Grand Canyon. So, Shandy, Amanda, and I are going to read these to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'll start.
Okay.
All right. I figured. Dan said, my question is, why did Shandy go to the Southwest without asking me for travel information? And what is wrong with me? Hashtag horrible Dan.
My question to Dan is, why did he assume that I needed travel information?
Ooh. She's got the internet. All well, right. You guys have something to bond over in May.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Although Dan won't be picking me up this year, but Greg has offered.
So. Ooh. Oh. That's what she said.
Hashtag who's picking Shandy up this year.
Just FYI, my flight arrives fairly soon after. So, you know, you want to pick up two broads for the price of one. I mean,
right. I get in at 4:20. What?
Oh, my God. What? No way.
I have no idea. I just remember we figured out, our past selves figured out that our flight's getting around.
We did 2 weeks ago, but yeah. It was late. It was like almost midnight.
Yeah. I can't remember the actual time. I just know that's a thing that we talked
two
about.
Bras for the price of one is now also a contender for episode.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Hashtag also, I'll just get a drink and wait for you to come in.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah, there's actually a very nice little bar in the Raleigh airport that I have spent some time at.
The wine bar?
Yeah.
I don't think
it was a wine bar because I think it was actually really crowded. I think I ended up at another one.
Okay.
That's a little further off the beaten path, but I like it very much.
Is it bad if I'm like, I can tell you about all the bars in Raleigh airport? I honestly haven't drank at any of them since in the last 5 years, but before Zachary was born, let me tell you, I could tell you about all those bars.
Yeah, just go there sometimes, just cause. Just I like it.
Yeah, you know, I got my
included in humanity.
I got my pre-check. Now I can go in as out as I please.
You know, we just call it Saturday. Hey, anyway,
let's go to the wine bar at the airport past security.
To get back to the facey bag, Matt says, since Shandy was at the Grand Canyon, was she aware of all those stories of people recently falling in? Oh, God. Were there people falling in?
Yeah, somebody died there while we were there.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I think that was one of the selfie on the rim ones.
Oh, guys. With the,
Hold on. Yeah. Amanda, you and I go like this, and I'll take a picture as Shandy. It looks like she's talking, and then I'll Instagram it and be like, what was Shandy telling?
Subscribe now.
Yes. So two people died. And it's a true story. Didn't meet the guy, though.
Well, that's horrible.
Well, that would have been harder if you met them and then they died. God.
But you know, so I think Randy mentions this in his feedback, but a lot of the deaths aren't actually falls. And this was something I learned while I was there too. It's mostly like related to the heat or like lack of water, lack of nutrition, like going back up, like heat exhaustion, stuff like that. I had assumed that it was going to be mostly falls, and I had assumed that the falls would have happened like sort of like in the canyon, but it turns out a lot of the actual falls are, again, it's like, It's like the casuals who are on the rim doing stupid things. Yes. These are the people that as we were hiking out of the canyon.
I'm such a canyon elitist.
It happened fast.
It's like, you know, Survivor View is the casuals, the ones that I know.
Have I ever told you about how much it bothers me when people talk about the casual viewers when they're talking about Survivor?
You have. I've done several Survivor podcasts with you.
Yeah, that's true. So I do apologize for using that exact same expression I've said bothers me so much. But
On Mysterious Universe, they call their non-subscribing members the Barnacles because and people have written in being like, we're really mad that you call us Barnacles. And they're like, all right, so then become a Plus subscriber. Or don't pretty listen. Cute, we though. Don't care.
They went to all the trouble to give them a sweet nickname.
So Shani, I knew about the people that have gone like missing down there. I had heard some of the falls, but like the stories of people that have gone missing, that was why last week I was like, oh my God, be careful.
Clutch it was purse. Definitely on my mind. I like, honestly, even the night before we hiked down, I sort of had like dreams of like the edge and, you know, you do have to be careful and not be an idiot, but the trails that we were on are very developed, you know, fairly wide. Like, you know, as long as you're not being stupid, like you should be fine. But certainly if you were being less than careful, you could fall over the edge and then surely die.
So were you worried about like the 10-year-olds there?
No, I wasn't because they were well-behaved children who seemed to listen to their parents, and they were with, you know, people who knew what they were doing. So
just wondering, no, not just trying to get a sense for a future possible family vacation.
Oh, no, totally. Yeah. I mean, like the kids need to be like, again, need to be like aware of the danger and need to listen to their parents because it is dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. Potentially fatal, but like, no, those particular kids, I was never worried about them.
Okay, cool.
Right, so it's like, so long as you're doing what you should be doing, you're safe.
Yeah. But I will say, like, there are people sort of right before the top. So these are people who had come down just, like, you know, an extremely short distance. And there's this part, like, you're on the trail. It's very, again, very well established where the trail is. It's very wide. And there's, like, kind of this, like, there's the cliff, but then there's this like rock outcropping, and there's like a natural hole in it. And there's a big sign that says, do not leave the trail. Like, do not rock scramble, like dangerous area. And so of course people are like taking pictures there, like fucking idiots. And you know that if there's a sign there, it's because someone has literally died there.
Yeah.
And so as we're walking up, the guy who was hiking right behind me, we're kind of like comparing notes just about like how stupid people were. And as we walked up, like I pointed to this sign because there are people there like taking selfies and just being idiots. I pointed to the sign and like read it out loud to them. And he said something too. And then this woman was like, oh, he said, you know, people have actually died there. And she was like, yeah, but they didn't have my agility. He literally, his reply was, yeah, but they had your stupidity. And we just kept walking.
That's pretty awesome.
And I was like, please, like, just keep going. Like, if these people die, like, I don't want to witness it. Like, I don't want to actually see that with my own two eyes.
Like, people are being really unsafe. I have made it through life thus far without needing therapy. I don't need them to be my reason.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just really stupid people. But yeah, it was like some, I think I'd have to look it up, but it was on Tuesday. So that would have been April 2nd.
Okay.
And actually, you know what? I come to think of it. So when we did make it up, the canyon, and we like checked into our room, and again our room was like right there, so we like put all our shit down and then we like walked outside our cabin door and we're looking at the bottom because you see it totally differently once you've been down there. And so we're like, oh, and that's where this is, and that's where, okay, that was our trail. And we're looking down at the 3 mile stop, so it's 3 miles down, and there's a helicopter down there. Like, oh shit, like what happened? Yeah, not necessarily a fatality, but
a something.
Yes. And then there was that makes that remind, speaking of like just like politics in general, they were telling us, of course, like before we hiked down, they're telling us about how many people, you know, get helicoptered out and everything. And, you know, like, so just like be smart. And yes, I support the message of like, be smart, know your limits, bring ample water, bring food, like, you know, do it correctly. But they're like, yeah, because if you have to get helicoptered out, that's like $14,000 to $19,000 and blah, blah, blah. And that comes out of your pocket. And as we left, that was at like the kiosk and we were like confirming something. As we left, Frank looks at me and he's like, in France, it would be free.
Well, yeah, what I was thinking is, do they just like leave you there and they're like, call your own helicopter because hashtag personal responsibility?
Right. And then we get into the whole, because then it's like, okay, so like, what does somebody potentially die because they refuse help because they're like, oh, well, I can't afford $20,000
right in
medical treatment. Like, yeah. Anyway, hashtag America. Yeah.
All right. So Randy's feedback said that some of the headlines were misleading, though this does not happen out there every year. They average about 12 to 17 deaths a year. Also, like, you know, YOLO once a month, literally YOLO. The headlines made it sound like all three were false. One person fell at the South Rim of Grand Canyon National Park. One person fell in Western Grand Central near the Skywalk on the... I'm going to butcher this, please.
You said Grand Central.
Oh, shit. I'm still going to butcher the
I'm sure people fall and die there too, but...
Hold on. Hold, please. One... Did I say Grand Central both times?
No.
Okay. One person fell in Western Grand Canyon near the Skywalk on the Hualapai Reservation. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. And a third was found in the forest south of the park. The latter is being investigated, but it appears to be a suicide. Every year, there are a few falls and several heat-related deaths in the summer. Usually, it's because someone does something really stupid, as Shandy was saying. I'm a huge Grand Canyon nerd. I used to visit there to hike and raft 2 to 3 times a year. I was there a few months ago and will be returning again this fall.
Oh, yay, Randy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like 2 to 3 times a year. Again, sign me up for that life.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Randy, if you have any other suggestions for Shandy, I'm sure she'd be, you know, an open recipient. He does suggest an excellent book and a top-selling book for the park. It should be required reading for all visitors. It outlines all the death in the Grand Canyon National Park and tells the stories behind them. It's really well-researched, interesting, educational, and not as morbid as it may sound.
I don't know. It sounds pretty damn morbid.
I will. Right. Yeah, it is. If you look at the cover, it's... okay, so it's called Over the Edge, Death in Grand Canyon. It's got a rainbow and a dead person.
Oh, cool.
Which... if you click on the link, you'll see the picture of the cover. They're notably dead because it's like a dead body with like a skull. Just in case you didn't get the picture from the, you know, rainbow and the canyon. So somehow this person ended up on the Rainbow Bridge. Good for them. They get to live with all the pets forever. but I will link to it in the show notes.
So Ranger Kate did mention to us that this was their number one seller in the gift shop at the South Rim. So yes, Randy is correct there. And she was talking about it when she gave a talk on snakes, specifically like rattlesnakes. There's a specific type that's in the canyon. It was really interesting. And so she gave a lot of stats about like snakes and people like rattlesnake, you know, snake bites and like how many deaths and everything. And she was saying that, like, there are no snake bite deaths in the book, I don't think. I believe that's what she said. But that the closest thing to it was that somebody saw a rattlesnake in the canyon and was, like, so surprised that he then had a heart attack.
Wow. That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So if anybody else has any feedback for Shandy about the Grand Canyon, or you have any stories, I think that we would love to hear them.
Yes, we would definitely like to hear them.
And we welcome voicemails because we know how to play them with ease now. It only took us two, maybe three, maybe four birthdays. I mean, nobody knows for
whatever.
Sure.
Who's counting at this point? Clearly not us.
The broadcasters 3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. But yeah, all right. Moving on to some farting in your facey back. We've got a lot of agreement that broad day is the best day. And I would agree, broad's day is the best day. Mm-hmm. And then Dennis countered with an Oprah gif and said, "You get a broad, and you get a broad, and you get a broad." And then we stopped because, you know, as of right now, there's only three and then some honorary broads. stay tuned. And then Dennis also said, "I called dibs on the fantastic Secret Santa idea, pink or purple." That goes back to the vibrator that we talked about. And so the first week that I linked to it, it only worked in the whole enchilada feed. It didn't work in our individual episode feed. And ask me how I know this.
How do you know this?
Because somebody messaged me to ask me about the link.
Ooh.
And then said they bought it. But I ended up sending them the original link, so not through the Jay and Jack Amazon. Just because I was on my phone. It was easier to do it that way. But yes, so I won't say this person because I don't want to, like, you know, call them out or whatever. But we have at least one taker for the apparently UC God / the universe / the king or queen of science vibrator. Awesome. And if anybody draws Dennis, you're in luck. Oh, so long story short, I changed it to a bit.ly link, so now it should be working, and I'll keep it up for I changed it in the last 2 weeks, and I will keep it up for the next couple of weeks as of listening to this. So yes, I know I'm gonna keep the vibrator link up. It's all good. And then Dennis sent a video.
Yeah, so he sent an ASMR video. It's one of Maria's videos. She's probably like the most well-known ASMR artist, as they are called.
Oh, Maria, yeah. My best friend.
Just kidding. And I literally watched that video last night, and unrelated to Dennis's post.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because I subscribed to her channel. She's not my favorite artist, but ASMR artist. But I definitely like her stuff.
You need to let us know some of the people that you recommend so we can share them with the listeners. And I will share Dennis's video in. So if you like her and you can vouch for her, can you like at least minimum 4-star her?
Oh, me? Personally?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. I subscribe to her channel. Like, I don't subscribe to somebody's channel if I don't like them.
Okay.
She's awesome. I would say my personal favorite is, I love Whispers Red.
Okay, so we'll link to the one that Dennis just sent, and we'll link to Whispers Red. And then you guys all better click on it if you're into that stuff and let us know what you think.
And if you're not, like, just click on it anyway, and maybe you will be.
Yeah.
It's like this weird thing that, like, you don't know that you're into it until all of a sudden you're watching videos, and then you just keep watching them, and then.
Yeah.
It's like this thing that you didn't even know existed or that you needed that.
You know that Matt is really disappointed right now that you didn't just say, you don't know that you're into it until you're into it.
You don't know that you're into it until you're talking about it on a podcast and actually not embarrassed.
Good times.
There you go.
Daniel says, if only there was an easy birth control method so that Colleen wouldn't have to go through this. Snip. Matt said, I think it's Christmas, like Christmas time for that type of procedure with March Madness, meaning the vasectomy, in case anybody didn't get that. And then Amy said, I hope your shoulder gas is clear, is gone now, Colleen. FYI, I know it's too late, but fish oil is a great way to counteract the constipation. Okay, A, I don't know if you've heard, but I had this x-ray that told me that I was fucking constipated all the time. So I will definitely try fish oil. Even though I didn't know I was constipated, I was. B, which is is funny. I actually, like, because I'm me, so I showed my boss and told her the x-ray and I, like, told her about the thing. But I didn't show her the poop because I was like, you're a smart woman. You could figure it out if you really wanted to. And she was like, all of a sudden was like waxing poetic on like constipation. And I was like,
as one does.
Yeah, as one does. And I was like, all right, maybe I am. Like, a lot of what you said makes sense, even though you don't know. Because I prefaced it with like, you're never going to believe this. And I read it out loud and I showed her the picture. And then she was, and then she was like, oh. And I was like, but I pooped yesterday, so I don't think I'm constipated. And then she was like, well, how do you poop? Because sometimes the way you poop means you're constipated. And I was like, oh.
What is that? Huh? What does that even mean?
So essentially, I guess you can get like a blockage so that only a little bit of poop can come out at a time. So you might think you're making like regular poop, but there's like a buildup of there. So it's only letting some out.
Yeah.
Then she was like, you might poop every day, but like you're probably not pooping to like your full capacity.
you're not pooping to your full potential.
Yeah. And that was literally like her whole thing. She's like, you're, because the word she used was like your full capacity. And I was like, huh.
It's like something on your like parent teacher conference.
Yeah, like
Like, Colleen is just not applying herself.
Yeah, she's not applying herself. Like, she could be pooping so much more, but
you know, it's just she's just choosing not to.
Yeah, it was really funny. So Daniel, yes, there is an easy birth control method like that, but you need to be like 1000% sure that you're done. And unfortunately, I was hoping to get to your email when Jay wasn't sitting right here, but now here we are. one of us is kind of sure that we're done, and one of us isn't sure that we're done. So it seems like a very final answer if both of you aren't on the same page, and one of you, the one that's not on the same page, also likes not getting a period from the IUD. So that seems like a win-win. Schmoopsies, are you still down here? Oh, maybe he went upstairs. Okay, he's not down here.
Also, snips are reversible.
Sure, they are.
I mean, have you not seen The Office?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we have seen The Office. We talked about it on the last hangout. Snip, snap, snip, snap. They are reversible, but, you know, there's that whole, like, you know, money thing.
True.
Which
can't vasectomies just be money aren't to snip and snap.
Vasectomies aren't under attack in this country yet. I don't know. One of us is like 80% sure, and one of us is only 50% sure. So we figuring out the difference. It's tough. It's tough because it is like a decision. Because like, it's not that I'm getting older. That actually doesn't bother me. It's more the I'm getting further removed from not sleeping through the night. And no, honestly, like the more that Alex sleeps until like, because he might like now if he wakes up, it's actually tends to be before midnight for something. Like tonight, right before we started recording, he was coughing like really bad because the pollen is bad in the air. And I think he like shocked himself awake, you know, so it's things like that. It's things like the molars that are coming in or it's, you know, like random whatever, but he's pretty good about sleeping through the night and putting himself back to sleep. While Zach gets up at 6:30 and I hate it, I still am grateful that it's not like 5 a.m. Like, I don't know. It's like it's this decision that you'd have to make. And I realize that I probably have to make it somewhat soon, just in general of like terms of whatever. But that is, there is an easy solution. It has been offered to me many a times by my partner, who is like all for it. He's like, whatever, I'll do it. And I'm like, but what about? But what if? But what? So it's, I will say it is kind of me. And it's not me in the patriarchy sense. It's me in like the, I don't know. sense.
It's fair.
No. It's tough. Anyway, Matt's What She Said. Moving on. All right. So moving on to some Matt's What She Said.
It's a small one.
We are getting up there.
I'm trying to do too much at once.
Ass is good to go.
Got to put the tennis balls on it so it can glide.
Back in my day, we didn't let a little ass pain stop anyone plowing through.
It's like 11 now. Excuse me.
These ladies are like my age. If they can do it, I can do it.
I was like all in. I got this. When it came time to do it, I was like, shit, I don't have this.
So close.
There is a video on Instagram, and that is all real.
I never made it all the way up there.
How did thousands of people go up and down this thing and no one has died?
They kept it open all the way to the end.
I totally recommend if you want to drop the extra money on that.
We have two more days to do this.
I finished it all.
All of this is coming out.
I need more time.
I finished this at my desk at work today.
That I did get through.
We did it all.
I'm going to let Shandy take care of the rest.
That's what?
I'd like to hear how it's supposed to be done.
I like the name, but the process sounds very stressful.
I bet you add Parmesan to it and it would taste good.
50 is even better, but maybe 10 should be our first benchmark.
Has that not happened yet?
We'll see in 2 hours. Or apparently under a minute.
How do we want to start?
There's a lot to watch.
I didn't connect it till just now.
I guess that is when it happens.
I didn't really put it together until the second time.
Just finished. Well done.
Well, did you make it? Inquiring minds want to know.
I just couldn't get into it.
I had done it way before we had this conversation.
Maybe you'd have to go with that.
It just came out this past week. We have some fun times.
Good luck to your ass.
Oh my God.
What a great one to end on.
That is a great one to end on. All right. Thanks, Matt, as always. Moving on to some butter shemales. We're going to start with an email from Kate.
And Kate says, hey, ladies, I heard mention of me and little Shamandoline on the podcast this week, and it made me smile. Maybe when she can finally talk, I can record her saying something from the theme song as well.
Yes!
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I heard Shandy talking about ASMR, and I love it too. Yeah. I had a suggestion for a channel to listen to, although she might already know it since I think it's popular. It's a Russian woman named Maria, and I believe her channel is Gentle Whispering.
One and the same.
Ah.
Okay.
She does whispering, soft-spoken, and sound voices. Colleen, I definitely recommend you try it by yourself instead of in a group at work. I prefer to listen with earbuds in because for me, the greatest effect happens when it's right in my ears, especially when the sound shifts from the left bud to the right bud. Hmm. But I'm sure we all sound nuts if you don't have ASMR. I tried describing it to my husband and he just thought I was a weirdo.
Kate, I feel your pain.
Also, I had a suggestion for something to review. I've been obsessed with all the stuff out there on Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos.
Yes. Oh my God. That bitch is crazy.
The podcast, The Dropout, is so, so good. And there was an ABC 2020 special that was basically the same information in TV form. I don't have HBO, so I haven't watched the HBO content, but hopefully one day I will. It's fascinating. Hope you're all well, and Shamandoline sends her little raspberries. K. Kate.
Aww. Yeah. So Theranos was a technology corporation that did medical blood testing with just like a little prick of blood, and it was supposed to be
right,
revolutionary. That bitch. Yeah, but apparently that fucking bitch, like, she knew from the start that it wasn't gonna work. She fired anybody that like told her no. Like, I had heard of her back when it was first problematic with her stuff, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then until this stuff blew up the past month, I had kind of forgotten about her. Apparently this bitch was like super fucking nuts. But
she's our age also, by the way.
I know. Moving on, we have an email from Kathy.
All right. Kathy writes in, Russian dolls and thanks. ASC. My thought about horse disappearing when Nadia slept outside. He needed to disappear because if she had had his warmth that night, she wouldn't have died. And thanks for listening to me about my daughter. And thank you to the listeners who reached out to me. Things are good, hard in some ways, but parenting always is challenging. I have 4 other adult kids. So just read the book. This is How It Always Is by Lori Finkel, I think. I loved it. It's like a fairy tale involving a family with a trans daughter, but so much truth and good stuff. Anyhow, I highly recommend it, Kathy.
I will link to that book in the show notes.
Yes, Kathy, you're a rock star mother.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like we need to talk about horse.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, before we talk about that, because I was totally going to talk about that. I think you would like The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, season 2. So season 1, there's a character that's trans, but season 2, the character, you know, comes out to everyone in his life, and it's actually really touching and moving.
Another reason to watch Sabrina.
Including like how he tells his father and
awesome.
Yeah. So horse. Shandy, go ahead.
No, it was you guys. You guys were talking about it. I just came out of the canyon and read what you guys had been talking about. It was like, holy fucking shit.
Oh, the horseshoe bar.
The horseshoe bar. So last week we talked about the horseshoe bar, and in the middle of like the discussion, we were like, oh my God, horseshoe, like horse. And then when I was editing, I was like, holy fuck, horseshoe. The horseshoe bar, horse doesn't have his shoes, and that's a big part of the story, and it's just something else. And then I got chills, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, I gotta tell them.
Yeah. I'm telling you, horse has some bigger, he's some linchpin in the whole universe.
And you know what? That was the moment where it like kind of, I was cemented, like totally, totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the next season revolves a little more closely around horse and how he makes it all work.
I am in total agreement. Okay, so we've got another email from Poet13, and this is called Careful Wishes. Team Science, this is a poem in case, you know. Team Science advanced so quickly. I didn't understand it. Now survival's my job 7 days a week. Would Nettie Stevens care if Sadie Hawkins is of Sadie Hawkins' pain as she makes her way around the dance floor? No one to lead. She must be careful, for they are watching. Always watching. 30 years hence, I sit amongst the high branches looking down. The hunting party moves quietly below. Squirrels watch with me. Birds end their songs. We all sense their mood as they silently advance. For they are searching for me, a straight white male. All right, so, Poet 13. At first, I'm not going to lie, I thought you were Mike, and Mike denied it. I asked the Ramblecasters, and they thought that you were JP. JP, if it's you. I feel like that is actually pretty much a good theory. Let me know. Fair. All right, so let's break this poetry down. So Nettie Stevens is the woman scientist who discovered that sex chromosomes, you know, were a thing. Back in the 1920s or whatever, 19 teens. And then, of course, Sadie Hawkins, which I actually did learn something about today. So Sadie Hawkins is a character that was based on, actually, Amanda, you knew it before me. So if you want to.
Yeah, I did. So, and I only know it, and I don't know if it originated from the Little Abner comic
strips. It does.
But that's where I came to know it from. Because when I was in high school, we did the musical Little Abner when I was a sophomore, and the first act finale is the big Sadie Hawkins Day race, where essentially all the ladies of Dog Patch USA chase the men to try and catch them. And society now, it's kind of evolved into a girls ask the guys to a dance thing. So when you hear of a Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah. According to Wikipedia, it was because Sadie Hawkins was a 35-year-old spinster, in which I was like, excuse me? and her father arranged for this foot race to happen so that way she could get a man.
Yeah, because it was like the loser of the race had to marry her.
Yeah. So yeah.
There's Amanda, like there is a lot going on there.
Amanda got the capitalism version of the play.
Yeah, that's what it had evolved to by the time.
Exactly. Which makes sense. Form.
It was just a free for all. It was like Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly.
But nobody died.
I don't know. I learned a lot about Sadie Hawkins because I thought when I was reading this that Sadie Hawkins was the like reference that I knew the most about. And then when I Googled it, I was like, oh, this is actually horrible. But yeah, okay, so the woman that discovered biology, like, you know, did she care when she differentiated between... This is what I can figure out about the poem. And I hope that Poet 13 continues to write in to clarify. So would the woman that discovered the difference between the chromosomes that were there were two different, like, biological sexes care that Sadie Hawkins, like, you know, how she felt as she... looked around asking for a man to dance with her. So there was no one to lead because there was no one that would take control, I guess, right? And then it ends, that first stanza ends with, she must be careful because they are always watching. And then we move on to like people that are searching for their prey, I guess. They're searching for me, a straight white male. So the thing that I couldn't understand about this poem, and that's just because I'm, you know, classically stupid, I guess, was the second stanza a commentary on Sadie Hawkins in general, like the mythology or comic book comicology behind that, or what, like that everyone is looking for a straight white male in general, or the second stanza pivot? Did it pivot to, you know, people looking to hunt down or persecute straight white males?
They do have it pretty rough.
I mean, they do.
I've heard. They're pretty.
It's like
tough
super
position.
Terrible. I mean,
so
I have a couple of thoughts.
Go for it.
I'm not sure about the no one to lead, because isn't the whole point that Nettie Stevens was leading, but then her work was credited to her male partner until later? And Sadie Hawkins, like, especially the way that has evolved, like, she is leading.
Yeah,
so
that's why
that there's no one to lead. Like, the initiative, they're actually both.
Right.
Leading?
That's why I couldn't figure out. I feel like the first stanza was in favor of, like, feminism, but the second stanza kind of was scared of it. So then I didn't know if it was like a commentary from a straight white male.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The second stanza does seem very fragile.
second stanza, hold my beer.
My question, I would also hope that Poet 13 would write back. But here's what I want to know. Like, we've had anonymous contributors in the past and present. And I welcome feedback from everyone and anyone, but I do have to wonder, you know, when we get anonymous feedback, it's because maybe the subject matter is too sensitive for that person to feel like they can say it with their true identity. So I'm just a little bit confused why this person wrote in anonymously. So I would be
curious.
They did.
And I know that they did because I did a lot. I you know, I did my Google research and this person's email appeared nowhere.
Yeah.
They really want to keep their identity a secret.
Which is fine.
To what end? Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, I'm sorry, like, honey, whoever this is, but like, they're not searching for the straight white male. So you don't have to be.
Don't worry. They're not.
Okay. Yep. They're not.
I mean.
Ain't about you.
That said, I do like a good hunt. So bring it. Maybe I'm just a sucker. Thank God all these like MLMs have never reached me.
Or just Poet 13 knows how to bait your hook.
That's very true. They're like, here is your internet geocache.
Challenge accepted.
I know. And I was like, okay, I'm going to Google Sadie Hawkins and see that history. And then I was incredibly shocked to learn that it wasn't an actual person. That's it. If anybody else has any interpretations on this poem, please let us know. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. This is fun, and I hope that Poet 13 continues to write us in, because again, this was really fun for me.
But I'm voting for you to write in under your true identity.
Yeah, that too.
Name or myself.
I'll accept it if you don't, but that's my vote.
Also, JP, if that's you, you better let us know. Because part of me kind of thinks it was JP. All right, moving on. We have a voicemail from Matt, and then we'll finish up with a Andy's virginity and call it a night.
Hey, broadcast. It's your old friend Matt, the sixth broad here, sending in a little bit of feedback for you, some recommendations and whatnot. Want to mention, since your last recording, we lost a giant in the field of filmmaking for women. I believe it's pronounced Agnes Varda. It's spelled like Agnes, and I thought it was Agnes, but then I heard somebody say it. Anyway, she's a French director, I believe, born in Belgium, who was a pioneer in the French New Wave. She was kind of the only woman filmmaker in kind of that boys' club. And interestingly enough, she outlived almost all of them. I think Jean-Luc Godard is the last one. Of note from the new wave, but want to mention a recommendation. I guess it's kind of the obvious one if you know her filmmaking, but it's the only one I've seen. But it is a good one. It's called Cleo from 5 to 7. I know it's streaming on the new Criterion Channel, the streaming service that the Criterion Collection just put out. I haven't watched it on that yet, but I watched it way back when it was on Netflix, but it's not on Netflix now. But anyway, it's a story about a young woman who has had a biopsy, and it could be malignant, it could be like a cancer, and she doesn't know what to do. So she just kind of wanders the streets of Paris from 5 to 7. The film is mostly in real time, although the length of the movie is not 2 hours. It's only about an hour and a half. But it's a really good movie, and also Paris in the early 60s just looks like the coolest place. Mm-hmm. Probably only second to like London in the 60s. I mean, it looks really cool. It's a black and white movie. It looks, and she did. It was a really good movie. So if you want to check out some female filmmakers and pay tribute to a big trailblazer for women in film, I would definitely recommend checking that out. And also, I want to mention, of course, for the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend fans, last Friday was the finale. It's done. No more Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I got to say, it really stuck the landing. Did a great job. Really satisfied with the way it ended. Very true to the show. It just felt right. And I know you haven't seen it, but hopefully we'll remedy that soon. And on that note, hashtag come watch is it's coming into fruition. I just bought my plane ticket to Raleigh.
Yes!
So finally, after all these years, you're going to be able to see me in person.
Oh, my God.
So I'm looking forward to it. To be honest, I don't really do plane travel that much at all. I have not been on a plane in almost 20 years, but I'm doing it for Raleigh.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys and having seeing you broads and seeing everybody else and having a great weekend. So that's it for me. I just got to figure out where I'm going to stay, but that should be hopefully an easy.
Oh, that's super easy.
But yep, that's it for me. Bye.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. This is great. I was this excited last year when Greg was coming.
Yeah. Oh. But his voicemail, Matt got it in pretty late. And so we were like pretty much almost starting to record. So none of us had a chance to listen to it in advance, which I know some of us, like I usually, if the voicemail comes earlier in the week, I will listen to it usually beforehand. But I'm really glad that Matt took so long to get it in because
really kept the...
It was very enthusiastic and surprising. Yes. All of our reactions were candid.
Reaction.
Yes. That's so exciting.
Oh, I'm really, really excited. We hope that anybody that would like to join us can. You can send us an email for more details. Everybody is invited. It doesn't matter who you are. If you listen to the show and you're not a murderer or a rapist, and if you like beer, but not in the rapey way, you are like super invited. and if you don't like beer, and if you don't drink at all, you can super come too, because we're all grown up people. Okay, let's finish up with this week's In Andy's Virginity.
Okay, so Andy writes in, "Hey Broads, hope you all had a good spring break. Wish I could say I had some big update, but unfortunately the last 2 weeks have been slow. I spent time with Alex at a group hangout watching some of the new Sabrina. Hey, hey!
Hey!
But there's not much to say about it beyond that. She's been really busy the past few months with her job. She's been stuck doing someone else's job since they got fired.
Ooh.
She said they were able to find someone to replace him, so hopefully her schedule can open up or she can get a break. Otherwise, not much else. I should probably get going on seeing what is out there socially, see what else is posted on Meetup by way of book clubs, game nights, or some other opportunity to put myself out there and see what happens. Since spring is here, it'll be easier or at least more appealing to get outside more often. Also, tying in with your recent discussion, I am apparently a pretty bad snorer and sleep talker. Oh, sleep talker. Oh, that's fun.
I do that.
Obviously, I don't know how that'll affect me when it comes to the literal aspect of sleeping together, but I suppose I'll find out eventually, and thankfully, it's not always a deal breaker. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. Yeah, Andy, I would say, it's like super common.
It's
just
a fact of life.
Yeah, people snore. And it sucks. Like, it's not super pleasant, but, like, it's just, yeah, it's okay. I love the people who talk in their sleep. I don't know if I really do this. I don't think I do. But I remember growing up, my little sister sometimes would talk in her sleep. And, like, sometimes we would share a room. And, like, when she wouldn't, whenever this would happen, I would, like, respond to her and try to have a conversation. It was really fun.
Yeah. I've been told I talk in my sleep. Not often and not always intelligibly. But every now and again, I get on a good murmur,
yeah.
A tear. Well,
nice.
As you all heard last week, sleeping is one of the only times that I don't talk, but I do snore. So cool.
And yay for spring.
I am so excited for spring. Yeah. All right. Good times. All right. So. Thank you, everybody, who contributed this week, and thank you for listening. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/JaneJack, or you can go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link on the right-hand side of the page. Oh, check out our Instagram. We actually are having a lot of fun there. That would be thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at thebroadcast3. But I will say that our Instagram is pretty much where it's at right now. If you are a frequent Instagrammer, please check us out in the live story, because I feel like Shandy and Amanda and I are kicking ass in the live story as well.
No big deal.
Yeah, and NBD. Yeah, so we're having a lot of fun with that in general. So one of our emails actually called us ASC, and it made me want to change our Twitter handle, because then we are only one letter away from AOC, and I felt like, I was like, oh, at ASC, that's like a typo away, cool.
Yeah,
Not even close to each other on the keyboard, but...
Yep. She is great.
She is great. Anyway, if you have poetry for us, if you know who Poet 13 or you are Poet 13, give us
or if you have a theory.
Or have a theory.
About holiness.
TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can call us 331-276-2373. If you want to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters, and that will help us out as well. If you do choose to become a patron, we would super appreciate that. And you'll get bonus content from us each month. And we may be doing one live show a month for our patrons. We have to decide what the format would be. It might not be a live show like we always do, but you would get to witness all the freaking ridiculousness that is when we record an actual episode. Like, for instance, it's 12:12, and we started recording this at like 9:30, and it's only been an hour and 50 on my GarageBand. So there's been a lot in between. And if you are a patron at $15 a month or more, you could be privy to what that is. But whatever happens in the $15 a month or more stays in the $15 a month or more. So just going to throw that out there. But yeah, okay, that's all I've got. Does anybody else have anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, cool. Shandy, we're glad that you're back alive from the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not super glad to be back, but super glad to be alive.
Yeah.
And that's glad fair. To have gone. And yeah, hopefully I'm go back glad. Soon.
Yeah.
Just glad. It's great. Just
glad.
Yeah. Just, and Amanda, just, yeah. You will yes. be very, I think you might be excited to know that Zachary's new favorite song from Hamilton is the Skylar Sisters song.
Yes!
And he literally is like, play the Angelica Eliza song. And I'm like,
oh my God, Zach, get ready. Get ready. We're going to have some sing-alongs this
you
time.
You will.
So, rock yeah. out.
He'll ask for the Angelica Eliza song, and then he'll get super excited when we get in Peggy. It's really cute. And adorable.
Oh, right. It's Peggy's song, too.
Yeah. Peggy's here.
Oh, right. Peggy's here. What a wonderful surprise.
Peggy, hold my beer. All right. On that note, my name is Khalid.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.